Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
At this time tomorrow morning, an interview with Haley Steinfeld.
Oh, wow.
Well, she had a big movie coming out, Big Al.
She does have a big movie coming out. And so we'll see what she's up to.
Bumblebee, by the way.
Yeah. You know what that's from? You know what Bumblebee is, Al?
The spelling bee?
No, Transformers.
Oh, yes.
All right.
But I didn't swipe right, and I hadn't had a spelling bee.
So. I got you, buddy.
Yeah.
So, Haley Steinfeld, tomorrow morning at this time. And right now, it is time for our last one of the year. Our love expert is here, and it's time for Love Letters to Kelly, brought to you by For Hearse.
Oh, ladies.
Yeah.
Ladies. Some men care, too. But well, really, a lot more women care, I think, about when their skin starts changing.
Yeah.
It's like what used to work for you before just stopped working. Or maybe you were a slave to the sun. You got tanned every summer as a teenager, and now you're paying the price as you get older. So what you need is a great dermatologist, right, that can prescribe prescription-strength products to fix what's wrong and make it better.
That sounds expensive, Kelly.
It is, and a lot of people don't have time because the best dermatologist, good luck trying to get in. I try to get in with my dermatologist. It takes me months to get on the calendar.
Oh, they're busy.
And I need help now. That's the beauty of forhers.com, because you get connected with a licensed dermatologist who can give you prescription-strength lotions and creams and things that you need, serums and things like that, that'll come straight to your door. So you don't have to even go to the pharmacy and wait in line for that. It saves time and it saves a lot of money because you're not getting that huge markup because the dermatologist's got to pay for their rent. They got to pay for their employees. So all that's cut out. So it really does save you a lot of money, saves you a lot of time. And again, these are licensed doctors who can prescribe you prescription products customized for you straight to your door. And our listeners can get a trial month of the customized anti-aging kit from For Hearse for $20 off right now while supplies last, though, so you need to hurry. See the website for full details. Again, this would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. So go to forhers.com/kid. That's forhers.com/KIDD. Forhers.com/kid.
Got it.
Skin expert Kelly Raspberry. Now moving on to her.
I get a lot of compliments on
yes,
my
you
skin,
do.
Jason.
Your skin looks right.
I do.
This morning.
Thank you.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been married for 1.5 years when I caught my husband on a dating app. He was posing as one of his friends and had another name as well.
Oh. Man, what are you doing, brother?
He said it was just fun and games because he gets bored at work, but I don't believe him. I thought we were doing great, better than ever when this happened. Our baby was just 4 months old when I got into his Google account and discovered this. I honestly can't get past it. He's asked for forgiveness, but I have a grudge towards him, and I don't know what I should do, Jessica.
Well, if you want to stay, you're going to have to find a getaway to get past it, because continuing to punish him is going to wreck both of you in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? There is a curiosity about online dating, and it is interesting. But, you know, you have to know your boundaries not to go there. Let's just give him the benefit of the doubt. Why not? And here's what he's going to have to do to earn your trust back. Maybe that's what you need to do. He has to give you the passwords to everything. Perhaps that's what makes you more comfortable in the relationship.
Ouch.
And
passwords.
That's normal. A lot of couples do that, Al.
My husband knows my code. He just can't ever remember it. I have to tell him every time, and I know his. I just can't ever remember it. So
my wife has mine just because sometimes I need her to do something on my accounts. But you have to find a way.
If he truly did slip up, I mean, come on, out of curiosity, JC. Yeah. Sometimes don't you want to go on some of those accounts just to see what's happening out there?
I do, but I'll do it on Al's, or I'll do it.
Or
when,
you did it on mine.
Yeah,
right.
when
we're on vacation and he swipes around.
Or when Russ Face was single, I used to go on his. I go around my single friends and play with
right.
those.
Yeah. There is that curiosity factor there. So let's just pretend you've got a, let's just give him the benefit of the doubt.
Uh-huh.
This was a curiosity thing, got caught,
yeah.
and he's not going to do it again. You got to stop punishing him for that, because if you forgive and decide to stay, you're going to end up pushing him away by carrying this negative, heavy weight directed to him all the time. So figure out what makes you secure. Tell him what it is.
What about to make sure she starts a fake dating
account
and then
tit for tat.
Matches with him?
Tit
and then
tat.
When they meet up at the bar, she's like, ha!
No, tit for tat does not work in relationships.
Well, don't do
in
that
my
one.
Opinion.
Yeah, I would have taken it to that level.
You would have done that, Jenna?
Well, because it's so easy for him to say, I was just curious, if you had called him on it.
So you would have done the fake one, and then when he walks in,
gotcha!
Gotcha, yeah, buddy. Right. All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Ask for permission or ask for forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
Yeah. See, my sister is a screw-up. I love her dearly, but she can't get it together, and she's 32. I'll save you all the gory details, but I've had my 8-year-old nephew on and off, and she currently has him back, but she has no job. My grandfather came to the rescue and is supporting them fully as far as an apartment and utilities go. She still constantly asks me and my other sister for financial help for other essentials. My husband, though, is adamantly against us giving her any more money. We've spent over $2,000 this past year, and we're fine with never seeing any of it again. But he says that's that, and we are done.
Don't you give her another dime.
I'm a stay-at-home mom going back to nursing school in January, and we have an 18-month and a 4-month-old son.
I already can answer it. No.
So things are tight. She called and says she wants her phone bill paid for another month so the job she applied for can get in touch with her.
Nope.
Kelly?
Nope.
Now, I know my husband's absolutely going to say no, but I want to help.
Nope.
Do I just do it and hope he never finds out, or try to convince him to help one last time? Thanks for your advice.
Nope. You honor your husband. You honor your marriage.
Yeah.
She doesn't get that money from you. She will go get it from somebody else. I have given that advice to more than one person.
Uh-huh.
People that keep coming to you crying. Oh, I have been victim of it.
Yeah,
same.
I could have back all the money that people that I love
you
in my
retire.
Life. I could pay for a good year or two of my daughter's college education.
Yeah.
And where are they in my life now?
Bye-bye.
They gone.
Because crying crocodile tears this one last time, I'll never ask you for another dime. All right, guess what happens 3 months down the line? Phone call again. Don't you give her another dime. You respect your husband. Don't you do that behind his back.
No.
Men look at money a lot differently than women do. Don't you do that.
It'll stress them out too much. I'm telling you, it could end your marriage.
It's a betrayal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you do that behind his back. And I guarantee you, your sister will find it from somebody else.
She has to grow up at some point. What you're doing is facilitating her. You're enabling her.
Her sorry butt.
Trust.
She'll figure it out with some other naive person that'll give her money.
And she has to figure it out.
Tell
because
her to call
she has
Kelly.
A kid.
Yeah.
Don't call me. The well is dry at my house.
Tell her call Kelly. Kelly, hook it up.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Kelly got you. She got five on it. Yeah, but do not do that. Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I'm 23, but I would have lived to see 24.
Thanks, Tupac.
Yep. Coolio.
Coolio, I mean.
Yeah, I'm a 23-year-old guy who just got out of a 5-year relationship a year ago. I'm ready to get back out there. Recently, a girl approached me at the gym, asked for my help on an exercise machine.
Hey.
I've been eyeing her. I'm working up the courage to talk to her for quite a while now, but she talked to me first. I know you said a way women can approach men is to play damsel in distress. I got her number, and she tells me that she hates texting. We talk a bit at the gym, but I don't know if she told me that because she hates texting or if she just wasn't as interested as I thought.
Bro.
Please help. I'd love everyone else's input, too. Mike.
Yes, this is the woman's frustration.
Bro.
She is putting it
on a silver platter.
She is telling you in every way possible, please ask me out. Please ask me out.
Mike.
And you're...
Mike.
What is wrong with men?
I don't know.
How obvious can women be?
Mike.
We're aloof. We don't know. We have no idea. We're so scared.
She's out there, though. She's
oh, my gosh. There's literally nothing else she can do beyond asking you out. And she's still trying to give you that man position.
Yeah.
She's still trying to give you that position in the relationship to give you the chance to pursue her, and you are failing.
When a girl says she doesn't like texting, that means you are in.
You're in.
You're so in, dude.
Call her and ask her out. Ask her to go get a smoothie after the next workout. Yeah. Something.
She wants to hear your voice. That's a good thing, dude.
If you know a Mike in New Orleans, I can tell by the area code, he's in New Orleans. Mike that goes to the gym. Tell him to go talk to the girl.
Man.
I don't understand how clueless some men are.
Mike.
Al and I are probably the same. I was single, Al's the same now. I don't know. It's in our brain. I think we just suck.
And we women think we're being so obvious.
Yeah, I feel like I've been throwing myself at you just because I'm like, I would love it if you called me.
Mike.
I have nothing to do this Friday night.
Right?
And then you just wait. Nothing.
No plans.
I can't tell if she likes me or not.
Man.
It's crazy.
I get it, but man.
Mike.
The girl says hello and help me do something.
And if you wait too long, that girl's going to be asked out on a date.
And
she's
going to lose interest because she's like, he's obviously either not interested in me or not man enough.
Be a man, Mike.
To do something about it. There's something sexy about a man that takes charge.
Yep. I'll call Mike later and make sure he asks her out.
I got his email address.
We got to save our dude.
I got his number.
Yeah, we got to save our dude. Yeah, we could call him.
I got his number right here.
Here, give it to Alicia. Alicia, she'll call in the phone screen room while we do the next one.
All right.
Yeah, because we got to save Mike, because this could be it right here.
Alicia, I don't have
calling an audible, Robert. Yeah. I hope that's all right.
Sure. Well,
yeah, we can call Mike, right? Sure. We got to save. This is bro code, White Cheddar.
I looked at you to see if you were mad or not. I couldn't tell.
this is White Cheddar.
We get the less mad I get.
We're relaxed.
Yeah, whatever you guys want to do.
Yelled at me yesterday.
This is phoned it in.
Yeah, whatever you guys want to do.
It's the last love letters of the year.
Yeah, but yesterday
morning he yelled at me and I still can't.
He yells at you once a day.
He yells and he's usually okay a few minutes later.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Get Robert.
I did tell my wife when I got home yesterday, I'm like, probably overdid it today.
Little Kelly.
And she's like, of course you did.
On who? On Kelly? On Kelly?
Well, Kelly takes it harder than y'all get.
It hurts my feelings. I got real emotional. I had to not cry yesterday.
Oh, no way.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
I had to remind myself. This is okay. I can't take this personally.
Oh, we're so
yelling at the situation and not at me. It was partially my fault. And I was like, don't cry.
I went home the other day and I was feeling down and my wife was like, "What's wrong?" And it finally clicked. I was like,
"Robert,
White Cheddar didn't yell at me today.
He didn't.
I was like, he doesn't care anymore.
He just stopped caring.
Yeah, I have to either yell or make some kind of remark about your fashion or something like that.
Like, if he doesn't make fun of me or yell at me, I'm like, what's happening?
That's what you know.
Like, I'll go in there and start a fight just to get some.
It's kind of like in relationships, because if your person is still kind of, I don't say combative, but if they're still bringing stuff up and conversative with you, that means they care. When they totally shut you off and they don't say anything to you anymore, it's about over.
That's White Cheddar's love language, Kelly.
Yeah, it is.
Yelling at me.
He loves you.
That's it right there.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
Words of non-affirmation.
Yeah. The man is producing a radio show. He has to get things going.
All right.
So
I just wanted Al to check with Robert before he said, let's just call this person. So I looked at Robert, like, real scary, but you weren't paying attention. You were talking to Nick.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know if this is okay or not.
Kelly looks at Robert the way you look at your parents.
With fear.
With fear when you know you did something wrong. Alicia says Mike is not answering.
Mike.
All right, we got another one.
He's probably sleeping the way he's sleeping on this relationship.
He's just sleeping through life.
Yeah, we still got another one, though.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Hashtag Save Mike has started. Please start the movement.
Well, somebody, if you go up, says they don't agree.
We don't agree with you.
Alicia, bring the letter back. I'm going to text Mike.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a 36-year-old single mom of teenage girls, and I've been single for 8 months. I tend to date men who have money problems, and I tend to constantly lend them money or financially support them. Once I healed from the last disaster about a month ago, I tried online dating because you met Alan that way.
I did.
I tried that app and Bumble and a couple of others, went on several dates with some great, not so great guys. I met my favorite man of all time on Plenty of Fish.
All time.
He's smart, sweet, funny, and coincidentally, a great fisherman. After 6 dates, including one fishing on his boat, I told all the others I want to see where this goes and I'm not dating other people anymore. Mm. We have everything in common. He's my age, lives in my city, has a great job, he's the same faith, he already has 2 kids and doesn't want more like me, but here's my problem.
Yeah.
He lives with his mom. Because he pays so much child support. I have a history of dating guys who use me for money or financial support, and I'm so scared of falling for him, even though I've made my patterns clear and don't want to repeat them. Should I commit to this man, even though the future might possibly be filled with financial struggle and the chance of me being the primary breadwinner? He's not irresponsible, but I blew off a chance to date a chief of police who owns a lake house because I like this other one more because of his personality and our chemistry. Help, Moshelle.
There comes a point in your life where it's not just about wanting to be with the richest guy that's online. It's about being someone that's financially stable. You know, because money problems cause such a huge strain on a relationship. How old are his kids? How long is the situation? Are they two and three, and you're looking at 16, 17 years of child support that he can't handle?
Or
are they teenagers and this is just, you know, this too shall pass? I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say to throw the relationship completely away. Maybe he just chose to live with his mom because it's easier. I know a lot of men have a lot of, you know, high child support payments and they make it work.
Right.
I draw the line.
It makes
at that.
It less. It makes him less attractive that he lives with his mom.
Yeah,
but you know, you're.
I
that's
just
a tough call.
Yeah, I just draw the line at that. Living with mom, at a certain age. I mean, it depends on his age, but
it
she's
depends.
36.
Like, what if mom had health problems and she needed somebody there? I'd be that's a good boy.
Yeah, that's
a good boy.
It's not the case.
Mom,
obviously,
it's not the case. So you know, child support is a beast for a lot of people, but you know, a man would take a second job. A man would do what he has to do so he could stand on his own 2 feet and make it work, right?
Yeah, you're right.
So I'm not saying to completely cut off this relationship, but you're going to have to evaluate, you know, the things that you can't answer for me. Is this another year or two of this? Does he have an end goal in sight? You know, I met a man who he was on some struggling financially for a little bit, but he was finishing up school and he was about to graduate and he had a plan. He had a plan of action. Is this just, he's just settled for living with his mom
right
in the back bedroom. You know, you need a man that has some, what's the word? Motivation.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is my situation now. And just because a man's
a
in
goal.
That situation doesn't mean he's going to stay in that situation.
Right.
Things happen.
Sometimes a relationship will get you out of that funk.
Yeah, as long as he's got a plan,
yeah.
He's motivated.
I got a woman now. I got to fight for her. I got to get me that money.
You know what? I had to move back in with my parents for a hot minute when I was 26.
See how he responds.
But, you know, my plan wasn't to stay there. I wanted to get the heck out. You know, there's a difference. There's questions you can't answer for me because I'm not talking to you.
Yeah. But you might be the reason he gets out of that funk.
Maybe.
You could be the reason.
But
I'm not saying throw it away.
No.
Right.
Not yet.
But I wouldn't just throw all my eggs in that basket. And slow down. She's only been single 8 months and, you know, you don't have, you know, just slow down.
Yeah.
What's the rush?
Yeah. Solid advice right there.
Okay.
Got some great news for everyone.
What?
Joining us on the phone right now.
Oh.
The inspiration behind the hashtag Save Mike.
Yes!
And writer of the love letter from earlier this morning. And by earlier this morning, I mean like five minutes ago.
Yeah. Basically, he's been eyeing this girl at the gym. She said hi to him, asked him for some help on a machine.
Oh.
He's like, should I
got
talk
you, girl.
To her? Should I not?
Uh-huh. Mike. Buff Mike is on the phone with us right
Buff
now.
Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
What's
good,
up,
how are
my
you?
Man?
Doing great, buddy.
Did you hear us read your letter?
I was actually getting ready to get to school, and then I get the call from, I think it was Anna?
Yeah.
Or Alicia?
Yeah.
Alicia, okay.
Yeah.
So I just got in my car, and I'm talking to you guys now.
All right, so we read
you
your letter.
None of the advice. That's yep. You never
this
know.
This is great. Mike, why are you ignoring all of the signals that girl at the gym was interested in you?
Well, so I guess I'm a millennial, and I'm real big into the texting. And so we were texting a little bit after I got her number, and she just said she doesn't like texting. So I guess like any other millennial would think, it's like, okay, she's probably not that interested or not as interested as I thought.
Or call her.
We have to understand, a woman loves the sound of a man's voice. That is like, that's a biological thing.
And she
wants to hear you on the phone.
She wants to hear the bassiness in your voice. You know what I'm saying?
She's telling you that she's interested. Call her.
She wants that tickle
exactly.
in the ear.
If she didn't want to text, she'd start ignoring you.
She just wouldn't answer your text. That's exactly right. The text frequency would slow down to the point where she doesn't answer at all.
Mike, what if we put you on hold, we get her number?
No.
Stop it.
We're saving Mike.
No.
Hashtag save Mike, Kelly.
Well, let's see.
I'm looking at White Cheddar. He said yes.
Has there been any anything else that's happened? I mean, if you see her at the gym or texting, or has it stopped?
We talk at the gym a good bit, but we don't text except a couple times in the morning, but that's about it. I'll leave it at that just because. A
couple times in the morning? Have you ever asked her out on a date?
Yeah, and she said last week, and she said she was busy for the weekend. So I guess that was part of it, too.
Okay.
Try asking her out one more time, and if she says no, she's really not interested.
Yeah. Yes.
She could have legit been busy.
Yeah.
And
so we're going to ask her out for you next. Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
Oh, God. No, I'm actually about to get to school, but I will.
Well, tune in.
Yes.
Listen. We got this, Mike. Mike, I'm so going to hook you up right now. You don't even know.
Al has such great game, Mike. Have you heard?
I got you, Mike.
He does have pretty good game lately.
I got you, Mike. Okay?
All I know is I'm not taking to a bar.
Okay.
Oh!
Oh!
Shot
fired at Al. That's all right.
Let us ask her if she's interested.
I'm not even offended. You know what, Mike? Just hold on for a second, okay?
Al wants to talk to you during the break.
Cool.
I got you.
Okay. You got a minute, right, Mike?
I got a minute.
Yeah, he's got a minute. All right, so Mike's going to hold on. Al's going to, I think, give him some advice.
I got this, dog.
Even though he wrote Kelly. All right, hold on, Mike. Get you all set up.
I'll be married by the end of 2019.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, it'll be back in 2019. This is the last one of the year, so hopefully you enjoyed it. And we'll try to help you out here when we return after our holiday break. But coming up next, we have your pink Christmas keyword.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get away and get a nice tan over in Florida? Thanks to visitflorida.com. We got that keyword for you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, what's up? I'm Pink.
How's everybody?
Oh, we're good.
We're good, Pink.
Thanks, Pink. Hey, who wants a pink Christmas on the beach in sunny Florida?
Heck yeah.
Want to send you to Fort Lauderdale to see Pink Live in concert so you can stay, play, and slay while you're out there.
Yeah.
Now, what I mean by stay is what, Big Al?
You stay at the Doubletree Resort by Hilton Hollywood Beach.
Where are we going to be playing, Kelly Raspberry?
An exclusive airboat adventure at Sawgrass Recreation Park.
And how are we going to be slaying, Jenna?
With that amazing concert outfit you get with a $500 gift card to the Sawgrass Mills Mall.
So all you got to do is listen for the keyword every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you text it in for your chance to win this pink Christmas. Now, the keyword today is brought to you by Big Al Mac.
Concert.
Mm-hmm.
C-O-N-C-E-R-T. Concert.
That is your keyword. Concert is your keyword. Text it to 31996 by midnight central time. Text and data rates may apply. Again, that text number, because a lot of people are sending it to our text line.
Yeah.
You're not going to win that way.
That's not the right way.
Doesn't count.
The number is 31996, and you have until midnight central time. And go ahead and find yourself a moment of sunshine at visitflorida.com.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Speaking of finding your moment of sunshine, some people need that relationship. A lot of people are texting about Save Mike, hashtag Save Mike, Buff Mike.
I tried.
You talked to him, Al?
I did talk to him off the air.
This is during Love Letters to Kelly. Mike wrote us and said he saw this girl at the gym, asked for help. And
She asked for help.
So it made him, you know, we've always said, hey, it makes us feel like a man when you ask us for help.
Right.
And that's a code.
And he's like, is she interested? Is she not interested? We're like, Mike, yes, she's interested. She gave you her number.
Yeah.
So Mike needed a little push. She needed a little motivation. So we tried to talk to him, and I went and talked to him off the air, and Mike said, hey, I offered. I said, Mike, do you want me to call her? Do you want me to text her? Do you want us to get on the phone? We can do it off the air, whatever.
Right.
I was trying to offer whatever type of assistance I could. Mike said, I got to do this on my own.
Good. My man.
Good.
Call Mike.
We were so scared. In fact, the hashtag has been changed by Kid Nation. Now the hashtag is hashtag let anyone but Al save Mike. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I could help Mike, but you know what? I respect that.
Maybe we'll check in with him. Did you tell him to at least ask her out today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I don't know what he's going to do, and I don't know. I did text Mike on my cell phone.
Okay.
So,
and there's a possibility she's not interested, because she already turned him down once for a date, saying she was busy, which could have been a legit excuse.
She could have been busy, yeah.
But after the second time,
then you got to back it off.
Yeah.
But that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm fully invested in this Mike situation.
Me too.
Yeah.
My holidays won't be complete.
I want all the good for Mike
this
year. Speaking of good stuff, I did see something in the trash in the back. And there's a very important poll going on right now on my Instagram story. If you would like to go take part. It's at JSI5 on the Instagrams.
I can't believe you did this. Now,
I saw it. I mean, we had a birthday celebration, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
And I saw the cupcakes in the trash, and somebody threw them away, but they were still in the plastic container, so I figured they're still good to eat.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, Jenna was with me, but most of the office was not.
No. Once something has gone into the trash can, it is off limits.
And they told me to hold off because of what's entering the room right now.
What is going on?
Part-time Justin, what are you doing, buddy? Putting fire next to paper.
Yes, it's a delicious cake from Delicious Cakes. It's a happy birthday cake to Big Al.
Thank you very much.
Your mic's on. Your headphones aren't plugged in. You have to plug them in. Yeah.
Oh, it's a picture of me and Curtis on the cake. That's a beautiful cake, by the way.
That's really pretty.
Your loved one.
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
Should we sing it?
Sure. I guess we gotta sing to him. On a one and a two and a
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Big Al.
Me.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Estas son las mañanitas.
Make sure you make a wish.
Que cantaba el Rey David.
Yes.
Didn't get it in
one breath. What'd you wish on?
I'm still singing.
I can't tell you. It won't come true.
Well, you didn't get it all in one breath, so I don't think it's going to come true.
You bring any forks in here? I'd like a bite.
It's going to come
true. Oh, yes.
Yeah, we need some utensils.
We need like a knife.
It's a beautiful cake. Thank you.
Delicious. Cut it with your hand.
It feels like a cake morning.
We'll cut out.
No, I wouldn't do that. Never.
By the way, if you enjoyed our singing right here with our Christmas, with our birthday song.
I did not.
We're going to do a little Christmas song for you tomorrow morning. This was a Justin production. At this time, tomorrow morning, you're going to get to hear us sing. What are we singing?
We're singing We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Yes, we are. We practice
acapella
everything.
Style, like we're coming to your front door and presenting you the spirit of Christmas.
Mm. Yeah.
And we had rehearsals on Monday.
Yeah, we argued for the first hour. Yeah.
Girl, the drama went down. So hopefully we don't mess it up for you guys tomorrow. At this time,
we'll give you some of the drama too, because we, you know, we're in the studio and we were rolling.
Oh man!
Four out of the five of us thought it was going to be something completely different.
the one that didn't was was Justin.
Yeah. We sound amazing though. JC saved it.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
I'm
you
all
did.
In now.
All right.
Yeah. You compliment me. I'm behind. I'm on. I'm in. Yeah. Yeah, we were good.
You think it warrants that good of a tease? It was very mediocre.
Yeah. Yeah, at best.
Yeah, but he said I saved it.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be better than Big Al's story. It's your birthday. Not at your birthday. We should be nicer, actually.
I threw my story under the bus here. I hadn't done anything.
You had your birthday moment.
That lasted that long.
Do you have a birthday date today?
No. Oh.
Have any of those hotties you've been taken out?
No.
Have you got any birthday plan whatsoever?
Let me see.
Have you got any birthday texts?
Oh, let me see.
I think about birthdays as an adult. It's just
my
a
son
day.
Did.
It's just another day.
My son did. My mom
Corey?
Did. I'm good.
Corey Andorbo?
Yes. I'm good.
I gave him his traditional gift of body butter.
You sure did.
Very, very much. I'm smelling sweet right now.
I waited by the coffee machine to be the first one to say happy birthday.
He sure did.
I gave you a nice hug.
You did.
Jenna did a creepy, weird hug, though.
Okay, but he was sitting in an awkward position, all right? He was sitting over there with his, like, kind of knees open, facing me, so I wasn't really sure what to do, so I just kind of climbed.
I thought I should tip you after that.
Oh, get out of here.
Jenna starts walking over to Al's side of the room, which she rarely goes to.
Yeah, and
he's
like,
in a high seat. Our seats are an awkward height, and so I couldn't really reach up, so I just kind of climbed up on his lap and gave him a sweet hug.
She had the Frankenstein arms out. She was walking over there.
It was early.
All right, Kid Nation. Coming up next, we do have to give away some of those Crocs. And I'm talking about the Post Malone Crocs, the ones that are going for big money on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And also, just in case you don't win the Crocs and you still want to get some presents for your loved ones. Oh, yes!
What?
Thank you, Craigslist.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
Yeah, we searched all over the internet, found you the best presents. We'll share those presents with you.
There you go.
I forgot how to talk for a second.
That's you're Mexican.
Thank you. Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey now.
Want to feel like a rock star wearing those Post Malone Crocs?
There you go.
Oh, that's all you did?
That's all I know.
Just the rocks?
Yeah.
So Post Malone released his new Crocs. They sold out really fast. I think it within 10 minutes. But we did send Justin out. He got four pair. And we asked you, Kid Nation, to post a picture of you with your Christmas-themed face tattoo on your Instagram feed. Because Post Malone likes to sport his face tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And the caption, you got to let us know what size you want. Or just say, you'll take any size. And then make sure you tag us, Kid Nation. And tag Post Malone in the caption and in the image. And make your profile public so that we can find you. We're going to pick them. We picked them a winner on Monday. On Tuesday, we're going to get one today in a second. And we got another one tomorrow. So be sure to be checking your Instagram messages, because that's where we slipping into the DMs to let you know. Lacey!
Yes?
Congratulations. Your picture, or I would say your son's picture, is today's winner.
Yay!
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
So what's your son's name? Because I'm looking at his picture right now.
His name is Noah.
Noah, and he's got the above his eyebrows sleigh.
Uh-huh.
He's got bells ring under the eyelid, under the eyes. He's got a cross next to his eye. He's got a bunch of stars.
He even went down on his neck and on his knuckles.
Yeah, he got joy on his neck. And then on top where Post Malone has that, the thorn crown, he actually has, it looks like Christmas lights, I think, right? Did you guys do Christmas lights?
Or is that barbed wire?
Yes. Bar- yes.
Okay.
And you have three pugs?
I do.
Just stalking your Instagram.
I am, well, because I wanted to go look at the account, and that's what I do sometimes. And then I see the you also post Malone, one of your pugs. Ah, well, I just love y'all.
And you
well,
guys-
I love that on the knuckles,
thank
he
you.
Has Luke 2:11 because it's the real meaning of Christmas.
Oh.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
Look at you.
Good looking out there.
Good looking
implementing
out.
The meaning of Christmas on the knuckle tattoo right
love
there.
It.
Like a champion. Well, which size Crocs would you like to claim, Lacey?
We'll do the men's 11 right. For my 16-year-old son.
A wonderful gift.
Oh, he's going to be stoked to get these. And congratulations. You guys did an awesome job with the tattoos. So, but the question is, the 16-year-old wasn't willing to get painted to get the Crocs, huh?
His brother did it for him.
Oh, that's very nice. Right.
That's what good little brother. Brothers are for.
There you go. Very nice.
I don't know if he willingly did it, but he sure did it.
He did it. He owned it.
He did.
Okay. Lacey, congratulations. Hold on for us. We'll
Merry
get you
Christmas.
Set up, okay?
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. All right, we got another pair left. Like I said, we'll hand it out tomorrow. But just in case you didn't win today and you're still looking for that perfect Christmas present for the person, your special someone in your life.
We got you, Sam.
We got you.
I like saying that.
It's time for Christmas.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
How would you like a no left turn sign?
A no left turn sign.
No left turn.
I put that right next to my traffic light.
Yep.
It says, in use condition, it was my most cherished possession in college because I'm always right. Get it? Well, now I'm married, and it turns out that is incorrect. Willing to trade for a stop or no entry sign because, you know, marriage. Or I'll take $10. Okay. No left turn sign.
All right.
Actually, that's pretty cool.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, I don't mind that one right there.
Yeah.
What you got, Big Al? Or Kelly?
Either way.
I've got baby food jars. Yes. 240 jars total. All are Gerber brand jars except for around 12. Baby food jars are like those sold on the Etsy website for artists to use when they're making things like scented candles.
Oh, that's cool.
Around half of the jars have the paper label entirely removed, which requires steel wool scrubbing to remove the glue used to hold the paper label on.
That's a lot of work,
How much, elbow grease
into that. So if you wish, they'll actually take the labels off the remaining jars. There's only 20 shown in the photo that we're showing on Kid TV. But there's enough jars to fill 2.5 4-gallon Tidy cat litter buckets. Like the one shown in the photo. I don't know why that's important, but that's important. That's right here on the description. $100.
For jars?
What? For 240 jars.
I'm good.
And the tidy cat bucket.
Dang.
I guess if you are a big crafty person and that's
candle business
material.
Yeah, some candle maker in your life.
Yeah.
Why not?
Like a lot.
It's
like,
well, probably negotiable.
I was trying to look out for you in your Christmas situation.
Okay, what's up?
I went and I found the My Life JoJo Siwa Candy Shop Store playset.
Oh, they got that on the Craigslist?
Well, they're flying off the shelves. This person is new in the box.
Yeah.
It's hoping to get 125 big ones for this one.
Whoa!
It's got everything.
Okay.
It's like I said, it's a candy shop. So it's got the candy, the cash register, the table, and the stands, the gumball machine. It looks like a lot of fun. I know Chloe would love to find it under the tree, but you Craigslist person trying to take advantage of our listeners.
Oh,
what?
I did a little Googling.
Uh-huh.
You can get the same thing brand new on eBay, $67.50. And, JC, I found it for you on Amazon for $60.
Oh, so they're trying to rip us off the Craigslist?
Craigslist.
How dare you, sir?
I refuse to support it.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist rip-off.
Take advantage.
That's why you need to do a little research.
Yeah.
You're not going to find the no turn sign, no left turn sign for under $10 anyway.
No.
That's a good deal.
I'm mad at that one.
Oh, I'm mad with you, Kelly. Thank you for exposing that person right there. Jenna, you got one for us?
I do.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
Yacht and RV, $50.
What?
Whoa, hang on.
Yacht? Barbie and Ken size.
Barbie and Ken have everything.
These are used. They have been played with. That's all this says.
They have been played with. Okay.
It's a Barbie yacht and
he needs an update on the yacht.
These look like they're from the 70s.
Yeah.
60s.
It's a Winnebago.
It's a classic.
They are very used and very played with.
Shout out.
It's like a garage sale find.
Yeah, right.
Can we all shout that out? It's on my dating profile.
All right. There we go.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
How would you like a brand new ThighTech XL Thighmaster?
Oh, a Thighmaster?
Yes. Brand new in the original box, never used.
Right.
My wife didn't appreciate the subtle hint.
Oh, no.
Willing to trade for a couch.
For you to sleep on. Yeah.
I added that one. They're asking for $10 for the Thighmaster.
$10 for the Thighmaster?
Yeah. In the box.
XL. Big Al.
That's a deal.
What's the XL mean?
Extra large.
Oh, I thought just give you extra.
Extra length.
My thighs still stick to the seat.
Yeah.
It's Denise Austin, though.
Well, if
still
you feel,
hanging in there.
If you're feeling a little dirty, how about some Christmas hand sanitizer holders? They hold 1 ounce hand sanitizer.
Okay. Oh, yeah, like little stockings?
Yep.
You put them, you like hang them on your backpack if you're a kid.
Right.
You keep your hand sanitizers in them.
Bath and Body Works fit perfectly.
Yeah.
$5 without hand sanitizer, $7 with hand sanitizer.
All right, stocking stuffer ideas.
There you go.
Well, not too bad right there.
Not at all.
What you got, Kelly?
I'm going to tell you, artificial turf is not cheap.
Oh, it is so expensive.
This guy is willing to give it to you. It's free. Two sections of used turf, free, but you got to remove it. It's glued down.
Oh, no.
They need to get rid of it, and they can pay somebody thousands of dollars to remove it. Or they could try getting rid of it for free, but you got to put in the labor.
Yeah. A for effort.
Yeah.
And these are two sections that are approximately 90 by 40 feet. So it's big.
Yeah.
But can you imagine the back?
Oh, dude, that's going to take some work. That's going to take some work.
But it's free.
If you want it, it's free. It's a lot of turf.
Yeah, sure is.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
Who wants my cookie jar?
Yeah. Okay. I like cookies.
If you're looking for cookie jars, I've got cookie jars. Most any kind. $10. As seen, squirrel with removable head and tail and a cactus.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So any cookie jar I want. They have.
Most any kind.
Hey, that's great for a cookie jar collector.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The combo you could make with the cookie jar collection.
You can put the nuts in that squirrel.
Yep.
Well, that's true, too.
It can.
Who says it has to hold cookies?
It doesn't have to hold cookies. It holds whatever it wants.
Nobody.
Yeah. They make cute flower pots as well.
Yeah, they do. Put some flowers in there. Flower pot.
All right.
How would you like a large, authentic Chinese mask like new?
Like new.
So I'm not Chinese. I don't want to offend people anymore. Actual mask needs some repair.
Oh.
Because I wore it drunk. That's where the offending happened.
Oh, it's like a festival mask.
But it's nice and smelly.
Asking for $60.
$60?
Hold on 1 second. You can't say, like new, but then says, need some repair.
Right.
You know?
One or the other.
You're misleading me quite a bit there.
Yeah.
Anybody got one more?
How about one more? It's a wrestling set. Little toys. I have a wrestling set of 32 pieces with ring and wrestlers.
Oh, that's actually pretty
cool.
And
apparently, yeah, it is free. All you have to do is tell them why you want it.
Oh, you want to play a game?
It's like Toy Story.
Yeah.
They want the person who receives the toys to really want them and use them and give them life again. I get that.
We should all call and see who gets it.
All right.
Like, who has the best reason?
Let's call for it.
I want them because I'm a grown man and I don't have any friends.
No.
No, that's creepy.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that's creepy. Yeah. I like to wrestle.
I like to wrestle. It's the only people I could beat at wrestling.
That was Craigslist.
Yeah. Good luck getting those. They're at Craigslist.com if you want to find them.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hey, Vicky, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. Our names are JC, Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mack, and Jenna Owens.
Hi.
We do a radio show.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so you've heard our show.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay, we're from the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and I know you're wondering, why is the Kid Craddock Morning Show calling me this morning?
You got my heart beating, okay.
Yeah, basically just want to say hi, and that's it.
Yeah.
No, we want to do a little bit more than that.
Hey, what are y'all doing?
Well, Vicky, we have a letter here written by one of your dear friends, and if you don't mind, we're gonna read that letter right now.
Okay.
Kelly, do you have the letter for us?
I do. It starts, Vicky and Matt Whitehead, they no longer have children at home. They do, however, have approximately 60 children and youth that they parent in a high-poverty, high-crime neighborhood in Shreveport. Matt and Vicky moved from their lush home in the suburbs to Cedar Grove in Shreveport in order to provide hope for these children. Vicky and Matt started very competitive basketball teams in this area and after-school tutoring programs for these kids. The three teams, 15 elementary school kids ages 9 to 11, 30 middle school boys ages 12 to 14, 11 high school boys ages 15 to 18, they must participate in the after-school tutoring program in order to play on the team.
Awesome.
Matt and Vicky spend all of their time, money, and energy in support of these children. I realize this program is meant for families, but these children truly are family to Matt and Vicky. And that's from Shelly Ulrich.
And Shelly is on the phone with us right now. Vicky, hi, Shelly.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Vicky.
I'm up here crying, you crazy nut. I'm a huge Kid Nation fan also, but I'm telling you, if every community had a Matt and Vicky, children would have hope.
Vicky, what inspired you and your husband to move and do this? Was there a moment that you said, this is just our calling?
As soon as we got married, we just started working with teenagers, and it just, you know, that was 30 years ago.
Wow.
Even though we don't look like it. But anyway, it's just always in our heart, but we always felt there was just something tugging at us, and we were always feeling like that wasn't quite it. Race relations have always bothered us. My husband is a geologist, and he's done really well, and he's just always said, there's more. And the minute we went to that neighborhood, we knew that this was what, you know, all of those years of preparation were for, and we just fell in love with these folks. There's just so many hardworking folks that are just trying to do the best that they can with what they have. Mm-hmm. And
it's so
just people that weren't dealt as good of a hand.
Exactly.
You know, and it's right in your backyard.
100%, and they're beautiful people, and they're just trying. And the kids don't make that choice. They just wake up every morning, and that's where they are.
What's crazy, and I'm sure you've seen from when I've worked in a community like this nearby, you ask the kids what they want to be when they grow up, and they look at you, and I had never experienced this, they look at you like you're crazy. They're like, they've never even thought past the community.
Right, exactly. You're exactly right. It's like we're just introducing all these ideas to them that just were not there. I mean, and it's not just the two of us. We have so many people. Shelly, right there. She provides so much for us that you just can't even imagine. Our education building is just beautiful because of her.
Since Christmas is around the corner, and I know you and your husband take it upon yourselves to help these families a lot, it can strain your wallet a little bit. So Shelly's wish was for, I guess, your kids, all these kids that you guys take in, to have a Merry Christmas. And we're going to go ahead and grant that Christmas wish. But there's a twist on this one, Vicky.
Okay.
You guys are both Kid Nation members. You guys both listen to the show. Shelly as well, right, Shelly?
Yes, every morning, for sure.
So we've been getting text messages and emails from a lot of families in Kid Nation, including the Malesko family. Mm. who says, hey, we want to be a part of Christmas Wishes this year. Give us a family to help out.
I love that Kid Nation wants to help Kid Nation.
And so this gift card you guys are getting to help out these, how many kids? 60 kids. These gift cards where they can buy presents and whatever they want so that they can have a Christmas. This is coming from a Kid Nation member. So thank you to the Malesko family. They give us the money. So we're going to hook you up with that gift card. And Vicky, you take Shelly along with you, and you guys go shopping for these kids and buy them presents and get them smiling. And
send us pictures, too. I want to see you in whatever store.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of hams. No problem.
Man, and if we're around that part of town, I would love to stop by and see what you guys got going.
I would love to have you. Oh, y'all just don't even know. You have no idea how much fun you would have. You just, I cannot tell you what you would feel if you just walk in there. I promise.
Well, look, if I make a trip out there, I will make it an effort to go out there and see you guys.
Deal. You're not far.
Thank you. No, you're not far.
Thank you,
Kid Nation. Thank you for everything y'all do for kids. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
we'll make that happen.
Both.
Thank y'all.
All right, so we'll hook you up with that.
And thank your husband, Matt, too, for us, okay?
Okay,
sure,
I'm here. He's sitting right here.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Matt.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
You're welcome.
We might have to go out there, Al, and take them on basketball.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Me, Al, Matt, and a bunch of kids whooping our butts. Well, Vicky, thank you so much for what you do. Shelly, thank you so much for letting us know about Vicky and her husband and what they're doing. And you guys have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to y'all, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. I just can't thank you enough. Shelly, no one's ever done anything like this for us. I just can't tell you how much this means to us. And if you have no idea, we're a little bit tired this morning. And you just have no idea what this just did for us. I just cannot tell you what this did. We were pretty low this morning, and so this was perfect timing. Perfect timing.
You know, I love y'all, and I love those kids. Merry Christmas, guys.
Thank you so much, Shelly.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
If this is
Merry Christmas, Kid Nation.
God bless us, everyone.
God bless. And if this is low energy, Vicky, I would definitely want to see a high energy Vicky one day.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Everybody's in a hurry, in a flurry, shopping till they're dropping in the snow. Kids are crying, dogs are barking, catching up with folks who barely know. Sure, it's madness, but it's magic. Cause you're the reason for the season. We don't need to keep up with the Joneses. Our love is something priceless. I don't need diamonds, no sparklings. Cause you can't buy this feeling. Cozy little Christmas here with you. So Mr. Santa, take the day off,
take the day off.
Get a massage, cause we got this one all under control. A little whiskey,
a little whiskey.
We're getting frisky.
Ooh.
And so dancing tonight being cold. No, we ain't stressing, just caressing.
Mm-hmm.
Warming up our popsicle toes. Nothing's missing,
nothing's missing,
cause you're a blessing. Yeah, you're the only one I'm wishing for. Little Christmas here with you. I don't need anything. Take back all the Cartier and the Tiffany's and the Chanel. Well, can I keep that Chanel? Please?
No, 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 no.
cozy little Christmas here with you. Just you and me under a tree. A cozy little Christmas here with you.
Happy Holidays from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Looks like I need to apologize real quick for my bad.
For
I decided not to issue a mascara alert, and the text messages determined that was a lie. Yeah, we got a lot of responses, including people that want to help their Vicky's charity, Matt and Vicky's charity out, and help those families out there in Shreveport.
Very nice, yeah.
Yeah, I figured since it was a nice little feel-good, we'd be smiling, but I was wrong, yeah. They definitely got us in the feels.
Yeah, because sometimes people are just so wonderful.
That's what it is, yeah.
You know, just to hear that there's people that are so giving and
the
wonderful.
Fact that people like that exist makes me so happy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, warms your heart.
Yeah.
Especially because you hear of all the bad that's going on, especially around the holidays with the porch thieves and all that stuff going mm-hmm. on. But there's people like Matt and Vicky that are helping those families out there. So, yeah, my bad. I'll just continue to issue mascara alerts from now on for Christmas wishes, even if I don't think we need them. But real quick.
Yes.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Oh, yeah. We want to hook you up with the news, but not all of it. Just a little tidbit.
Just like a little bit of it.
Yeah, just what we read. So a guy in Montana was shot at by a hunter a few days ago. Mm. But the hunter has a good excuse.
Okay.
He said he was shooting the guy because he mistook him for Bigfoot. Fortunately, the hunter was an awful shot and missed all the shots he took on Bigfoot. None of the bullets hit the guy.
Well, good thing it wasn't Bigfoot.
You wouldn't want to shoot Bigfoot even if you saw him, right?
No, right.
Wouldn't you want
a bear or something? It'd be way more believable.
Exactly. He needs to watch Smallfoot. I watched that Smallfoot movie.
Mm. Did you like it?
I actually did like it. It was sweet. My kids liked it, too. A plan to break some inmates out of a jail in North Carolina by blowing a hole in the wall fell apart last week, guys.
That doesn't work?
Well, what happened was an inmate mailed the plans to the wrong person.
Oh, no.
And so this sweet lady got some jail mail, for prison mail, and she's like, okay, cool. I heard the Kid Craddock Morning Show got some. I got some now. She opened it up, and it was plans to blow up the wall, and so she turned that into the authorities. Would you snitch in that situation?
Yes.
Well, these guys are already in there, though.
They another thing that's happening, and you probably saw this Brinks truck that there was an accident or something, and hundreds of thousands of dollars fell out of the truck. Well, people did turn in some of the money.
Not all of some it, of the money.
Some of the money. Like over, I think it was close to $300,000 or whatever that was missing that fell out of the truck. And about half-ish.
That's not bad. In. That's what we expect.
Got turned in. And but the other half is still, I'm throwing up the air quotes, missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's Christmas present. Yeah. The other half is Christmas shopping.
The other half is going to have such a great Christmas this year.
This is on a freeway. People are stopping. There's car accidents. And
how did that happen? I thought there were people in the back of those cars.
With guns.
With guns and the money. Yeah.
I always was so afraid to walk by an armored guard, one of those trucks.
Yeah, because they got the gun
holes. I'm not doing anything, but I'm still afraid they're pointing guns at me. And I would like walk really fast by those trucks.
I don't know. I was pointing. I saw a little kid trying to blow air into one of those holes. I was like,
You're
going
to be blowing into a barrel of a rifle.
Right. Very, very careful, young man.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.